Oasis Audio presents The Pursuit of Lucy Banning by Olivia Newport. Read for you by Eleni Papageorge. Chapter 1. A week from Tuesday. Is that possible? It wasn't that Lucy Banning did not want to view the next art exhibit at the up-and-coming downtown Chicago gallery. She did, keenly. But could she manage it before a week from Tuesday? If the expedition required her mother's cooperation, it would come with a price. Flora Banning would pounce on the exhibit to launch a social occasion. Floating through the gallery in her draped silk gown and overdone hat, nodding and smiling, she would scan for people who really mattered and expect Lucy to assist in this endeavor rather than pause to study the paintings. Lucy had played the dutiful daughter many times. She pointed out Mrs. Field across the crowd and bantered with the mayor. She smiled coyly at the young man who offered to fetch a refreshing drink and listened to Mrs. Pullman describe the hand-painted table service for her dinner party for 48 guests. This time, though, Lucy actually needed to scrutinize the paintings. Her art history professor would be expecting an analysis. Lucy must prove herself insightful and articulate, a student worthy to occupy a chair at the newly opened University of Chicago. Leo would do it. Lucy exhaled in relief. Her brother genuinely enjoyed examining art. Siblings barely a year apart, Lucy and Leo had been close companions since childhood. Leo wouldn't ask any questions and he wouldn't hurry her, because he would be even more absorbed in the art than she was. As the professor expounded on the particulars of what the paper must include, Lucy jotted notes, mindful that she enjoyed a rare privilege in being present. When the university opened just a year ago in 1891, its policy was to accept